The United States invaded Afghanistan following the 9/11 attacks and ousted the Taliban. That was 7 years ago. Now, a report released today by an international think tank says the Taliban control nearly three-quarters of Afghanistan. The World's Aaron Schachter has more.
Violence in Afghanistan has spiked in the past 2 years. 2008 has been the deadliest year for U.S. troops since the 2001 invasion. Now, a report from the International Council on Security and Development, or ICOS, concludes the Taliban effectively control the political and military dynamic of the entire country, even near the capital, Kabul. ICOS President Noreen MacDonald says NATO and the U.S. are in genuine danger of losing Afghanistan.
What we've seen clearly is that the Taliban military tactics and strategy are more successful than the United States NATO forces tactics. Their political strategy, their social strategy, their economic strategy, their strategy dealing with the production of opium. What we've said's got to happen really is redo our security architecture in Afghanistan. And by that, we mean we have to think of things like development and aid as security instruments and give them the same political and financial support as we give traditional security instruments like military and intelligence.
There's clearly an increase in Taliban activity, says NATO spokesman James Apaturi, but he thinks the ICOS report itself is deeply flawed.
Unfortunately here, the methodology just doesn't stand up and it doesn't jibe with our information. The basic point is this. The Taliban, as has been traditionally the case, is principally present in the south and the east. That's less than half of the country. Even there, there's an increasing Afghan presence and increasing international presence. They don't control any territory where there is an international or Afghan presence. So these numbers just don't make sense.
The British ambassador in Afghanistan, Sir Sherrod Cowper-Coles, agrees, though he says the ICOS report offers some sensible strategies.
It endorses our comprehensive approach. It puts an emphasis on spending on development, on emergency relief, on governance, as well as keeping up the military pressure. So it's sensible recommendations, but flawed analysis.
But many in the region say the West's campaign in Afghanistan makes no sense.
It is the most moronic way a war on terror has ever been fought. It's actually a war of terror.
Imran Khan is a Pakistani opposition lawmaker. He says the only solution for the U.S. and its allies is to get out as quickly as possible through negotiations.
As long as the provocation is there, which is foreign troops in Afghanistan, I'm afraid this will go on and on and on.
Today, Afghanistan's president again called on Taliban leader Mullah Omar to accept Afghanistan's constitution and join peace talks. Omar has continually declined the request. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter.
You can find a link to the report about the Taliban's strength in Afghanistan at theworld.org.